At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
Why is legacy, specifically legacy leadership, so important? More than ever. Hello, my beautiful friends and colleagues. It's Isabella Lundberg, the World Messenger, and I'm super excited to invite you for 200th episode of Legacy Leader Show. Years ago, when I started during the COVID Legacy Leader Show, I never imagined that I will get to this major, major milestone. And I'm super thrilled to share with you what did I learn during 200 episodes that's been conducted and what we are really focusing on, what it takes to be a legacy leader, to create a legacy, and why all of that is so important more than ever before. Obviously, when we look at it from legacy perspective, unlocking executive leadership, specifically insights through the Legacy Leader Show, gave me phenomenal opportunity to not only have a conversations, but also to ask very powerful questions. Some of the leaders that I really respect, some of my friends and colleagues, and to hear their insights of the decades of experience, why they are, first of all, stepping up and doing things in leadership in the times when we're seeing so many issues around lack of specific traits or lack of capabilities tied to certain positions and roles. And when we see a lot of dysfunction, I wanted to contrast and find something also that is very positive, so we can see how all of this can also be leveraged and utilized from positive perspective. Because as you know, everybody wants to, in some ways and shape and form, elevate their leadership and create lasting legacy, even though they may not think of it that way, consciously or subconsciously. Because all of us are going through certain barriers that we need to break through transformation on personal and professional level, finding out our own voice, our own role, and our own reason why we're doing what we're doing, why we're here, personally and professionally. How do we show up? And what value do we create? What do we bring not only in personal lives and personal relationships, but also through organizations and businesses that we're part of? So Legacy Leaders Show, not only over these last 200 episodes, had a chance and opportunity really to create growth and success, not only based on those individuals I had conversations with, but for everybody willing and open to grow, to listen, to transform, to step up and play a bigger game. We had so many real and raw conversations when we really focus on transformative conversations. And through those, I can't tell you how much amazing content I learned, as well as some aspiring leaders with great stories, stories that touch my heart, that touch my soul, but also stories that kept me going and motivated to continue doing this, because it's also time and commitment. As you guys know, it takes a lot of effort to be committed week after week to produce quality content, engage the audience, and also expand and have the reach. We're lucky to look at that we are being represented in so many countries internationally. We also had a chance to really be able to penetrate some of the markets that are very competitive, given how many actually right now podcasts are in the world. We're talking about millions and millions of podcasts and where this content is going and who is craving that content and who are our listeners, right? So back to bigger question, the importance of legacy and why we have to really look at is a combination of obviously deeply ingrained characteristics of individuals, that bring that flavor. And what that is, obviously, when we examine lives and careers of different leaders, we have a chance to really look at the patterns. And one thing that really stood out the most with, what do you guys think it is? I wish we have opportunity to ask questions, but I will share this with you. And I'm sure some of you are maybe already thinking, because it is obviously so many people like myself love to invest in other people, love to support and see other people to grow. Obviously, all of us wanted to leave tremendous impact, but we also wanted to be able to influence others to do better, to be better, and to own what they're already phenomenally good at it, to support them in that journey, right? And when we invest in people, we create that ripple effect that I'm sure everyone wants to some shape and form to say, I influenced, I supported, I made a difference. And as a result, look at these amazing outcomes. But what I'm also finding that's been tremendously amazing, it's also been remembered. So many of the us that we've been in, not only in these conversations, wants to be remembered as innovators, as great mentors, as someone who invested also, beside investing in others, also had a chance to mentor others and provide different perspective, sharing our painful lessons and growth and expansion and ups and downs, but also helping others to come on the other end. Sometimes we became those mentors, right? For the times we wish somebody was there for us. And that is so beautiful. But the third one is really interesting. A lot of us also foster through these conversations opportunity and roadmap, specific roadmap, or I call it blueprint, how we can really get to the trajectory of desires and our dreams and goals. And we're talking about personally or professionally. Specifically right now, we're seeing a lot of changes in career. And how do we do this? How do we shift? How do we bring this to the table in a way that's, we can obviously look at back and think and say, how many people as a result are now creating other ripple effect that we mentored, that we invested in, and now as opportunity for them to follow the blueprint or the roadmap to achieve these amazing, amazing goals. But what I also found, it's another component, the fourth one, that really stays very close to my heart. As you guys know, I'm not just gung-ho about legacy and leadership, but also obviously understanding how important and fundamental legacy leadership is right now, and obviously exuding that legacy style. A lot of times people think about it, it is accumulation of financial resources. It's about being remembered for centuries based on some major revolutionary things that we accomplish, or plaque on the building or the street named after, or some type of form where we feel like we made it, whatever that success criteria individually might be, or dictated by society norms. What I'm thinking here is leaders that also identify specific legacy lifestyle or style are the ones that are true ambassadors that bring not only phenomenal advocacy and support to speak to others and about others. They also bring not only just the motivation and mentorship, as I mentioned, or investment, or that blueprint that I mentioned earlier, but they also bring harmony. They bring individual attributes that bring so much opportunity for others to really see what they exude, what that comes from within, that they are truth seekers, they're envelope pushers, they wanted to see and grow and go further than ever before. They're lifelong learners, and they continue to learn from others that they encounter, as well others learning from them. They're also very pragmatic, they're fearless, and the best part, they have strong entrepreneurial spirit. They bring so much empathy, compassion, kindness, but most than anything, wisdom, grace, grit, and so much of tremendous life, business perspective. And that's, to me, is the definition of that legacy lifestyle. With these four components, we ultimately have our choice and opportunity to drive that forward. And that's what I learned for so many that had a chance to have not only on the show, but also had a follow-up conversations and establish some really great friendships, partnerships, and opportunity also to create together now the ripple effect. So as I promised in the beginning, obviously, with this 200th episode of Legacy Leader Show, this will be also impossible from all of you who are continued supporters, who are watching and listening, commenting and engaging, contributing in such a beautiful way. I really want to also mention you, not only just those guests, but also all of you, the listeners, participators, and legacy leaders who continue to stay committed, because I know so many of you also are reading my weekly contribution, also Legacy Magazine right now, with reaching over 29,000 followers, which I'm super thrilled, and seeing the makeup and DNA of that magazine, that they are all decision makers, executives, founders, CEOs, people that truly are seeking and looking, who should we look up to, Isabella? Who are today's great role models? Who do you trust? Who do you see as a great leader, especially the legacy leader? So when we look at through all of this, we're seeing so much interesting perspectives, because why, again, legacy leadership is becoming such a strong and powerful, not only a buzzword, because of course, leadership and legacy became interconnected in recent years. And as a result, we're seeing so many researches done. For example, Harvard Business Publishing, Harvard Business Review, they became emphasizing a lot around what creates this amazing transformative change and what motivates people, and always boils down to leadership. And again, specific leadership lifestyle or specific leadership style, legacy style, the word is seen. So I'm really intrigued also to share specifically as we're seeing how leadership capabilities are shifting and how right now more than ever, those capabilities foster innovation, resilience, adaptability, specifically as we're facing so many challenges. And guess what? Every single person that I had a chance to interview and speak with overcame so much. And as a result of those painful lessons and growth, they become better, not only in their own craft, but better in interactions with others. Of course, all of us are going through different forms of change and transformation. But the best part, when we really know, are we willing to adapt to new situation? Are we also able to learn from that situation? Are we able to also calibrate with different strategies and approaches? Are we willing to adjust? Are we willing to also collaborate? Are we willing to promote different perspective? Are we inclusive in our choices and decisions? Are we allowed in diversity in terms of voices, skill sets, and different perspectives? All of those elements I found also tremendously important. And I hope, again, as we celebrate 200th episode of Legacy Leader Show, that you all will find some of these golden nuggets summarized in just this episode of 30 minutes or so that I will be sharing with you out of today, that will really springboard you for tremendous success as we are continue our Legacy Leader Show with a little bit slightly different format, but with exceptional leaders and great legacy leaders and role models. So when we look at things also, what is happening statistically right now, and just in the last few years, for example, we're seeing interesting opportunities where obviously we need to grow the quicker, faster, adopt, because things are changing, right? And one of the biggest components that I'm seeing, how important is to continue to sharpen our skill sets? How important is as strategists to look at things, Are we taking consideration the right things? Are we navigating the right things? What can we do to really drive things forward in a certain future, specifically right now, more in an effective way, as so many are fearful, looking for that helping hand, and also trying to figure out how they can overcome all of these challenges that they find that they're super overwhelmed. So as a legacy leader, as I mentioned, resiliency is very important, but also personal desire and achievement, influence of others and willingness to change and walking and guiding that change that is so hard for so many. So when somebody asks me, how do you really then summarize this and how do you really look at through this? I want to really start with something that I discovered during, again, these 200 different interviews. I discovered powerful types of leadership and powerful types of legacy that drove so many people to really do extraordinary things. Some of them already lived it, led with it, and as a result, even though still alive, left already tremendous impact. And that's what we're talking about, not what we're going to leave behind one day when we're gone. But what are we doing with the time that we have, consciously, strategically, that we want to right now make it as best as possible, ripple effect, positive impact, influence, innovation, and transformation. So I found these types of legacy leaders very important for us. And some of them that I had a chance to speak are phenomenal philanthropic leaders. They have philanthropic legacy that are really eager to contribute, continue to contribute to charity and society. And that's one that resonates a lot with me. Then we also have the ones that are very focused on family legacy, that they really want to make sure that they're securing their loved ones and generations to come. And that they're also bringing not only the wealth, financial stability, but also the values that are going to be penetrating generations to come, because they want to make sure that their loved ones are raising their children and future generations based on those values that are so important to them. Which also shows how much of that is being jeopardized and strained with everything that is going around us. Then I had a chance also to discover and speak with some of those who are solely focused on professional legacy. They really want to make sure that they're pushing envelope in career paths and achievements, specifically in different industries. They want it to be known in a specific niche as the subject matter experts or people that innovated and transformed specific industries. And nothing wrong with that either. One that I also absolutely loved talking to were creatives, creative legacy. They're really looking not only intellectually, but also artistically, what they can do to endure and make a tremendous shift and change. Kind of trendsetters in a way, right? But then I loved also discovering ones that are part of the community legacy. Because what they are doing is creating lasting influence, not only in the local, national, but also global stages. And those ones are movers and shakers. Their legacy is really amazing. Doesn't have to be, again, on such a large scope, but even just in the local community, it's so amazingly valuable, because whatever we can do to change the lives of others, never it's too small. And a lot of times we don't see as how impactful it is till we have a chance to unravel some of these amazing accomplishments. But I also wanted to share with you the other ones that I also discover. I've seen some amazing movers and shakers in environmental legacy that are putting efforts to really improve how we live and nature around it, to create a more sustainability, more efforts to preserve not only the land, the animals, the wildlife, but also the human factor with everything that is going on with explicitly with natural disasters and people that are being affected due to social economic issues, as well as obviously wars and conflicts. But what I also discovered, the ones that I always have great conversations with, are the educators, educational legacy. How can we contribute, obviously, in by our knowledge, but also by our learning? Continuation of learning and the knowledge share, I think it's exceptional, because those educators know that they not only need to change educational system, that they need to change curricula, but also to change how they are disseminating knowledge and how others are learning. And it's so powerful. I love that. And of course, I'm seeing so many that are being focused on the technology aspects and technology legacy, where they're pushing envelope, again, what's possible. And right now, with such an expansion with AI, machine learning, and all these different technologies and security, cybersecurity, I see innovation as the advancement of this technological efforts that's going to just create amazing ripple effect, not only right now, but for generations to come. And then it's very interesting what I'm seeing that is also taking place, which is cultural legacy. We've seen a lot of influencers right now culturally that are practicing and they're pushing envelopes around the norms and expectations, how we as a society function. And just because of blend of different cultures, that is to me so beautiful and equally important like every other one, if not even more, because right now we need to really understand how inclusive it is, how diverse it is, and is it going to also from there to drive something most important that all of us need, desire, and want, being accepted as who we are and being finding our own tribe and environment where we strive for success and ultimate greatness. And the one that I found also that came through is a spiritual legacy, that impact on spiritual practices, where we truly follow what's within us with our own values and how we live 24/7, that exudes and penetrates, and it's consistent and constant, how others not only see us, how do we show up, but also how do we make a positive change? I'm curious, which one of those 10 that I just shared stands out more to you? Quick recap: philanthropic, family, professional, creative, community, environmental, educational, technological, cultural, or spiritual. See, it's been an amazing journey. And I feel like in another MBA or a graduating program for me, because besides taking so much time and effort during these conversations and asking some really amazing questions that brought so much as result forward to based on feedback that I get not only from my guests, but also a fabulous audience, I really wanted to show that we have opportunity to look at something also very, very closely. Why I'm gung-ho about leadership, and why I'm gung-ho about legacy. You see, I'm being in so many different situations where I'm sure you can relate. We're seeing a lot of people acting out of integrity, hurting others, creating a lot of conflicts and issues. And what contrast, what better way to really show some of the traits of legacy leaders that are the ones that constantly move the needle in the right direction. The ones that can share and exude the vision, the great vision, great integrity, act with empathy, humility, great sense of resilience, strategic thinking, phenomenal ability, opportunity to also influence and impact, opportunity to mentor, and of course, opportunity to focus on sustainable success. It's not just something that we do at a moment or quick fix and quick win. That's why I love transformation, because it's a long-term commitment to excellence, to leadership. The same thing with legacy. It is sustainable success, meaning that it's built on great foundation. And it is something that we need to nurture. And it's also important to really understand, because that is also something that we need to prioritize. How impact is created in long term and overshadowing the short term gains, inspiring, developing others, as well ensuring enduring success. And right now, I'm sure you can all relate, as we see major companies struggling to continue to be the beacon of the light, positive light in communities, also be able to drive organizational culture and everything else in the right direction and create phenomenal sustainability. So who usually does make a change and shift with those organizations? Of course, the legacy leaders. You might not necessarily have a chance to maybe hear it from that perspective, but unless you are really thinking as crown jewel of all leadership, that's what really legacy is, encompasses all these amazing things. Really encompasses foundation of future growth. That is where a lot of times right now we're standing on the cusp, where future growth, innovation itself, resilience, nurturing these cultures with responsibility, with ethical practice, and sustainability are going to make or break, right? Organizations who have that investor foundation, not only organizationally, but also with executive leadership, it's going to be able to continue to lead by example. It's going to be, again, hitting the mark and exceeding the mark, not only by their reputation as best place to work or best partner to be part of, or company that is really making a huge difference in different parts of the world. Also the ones that are continually investing in people. And as you guys know, I am absolutely passionate about people. As a people champion and being known as one, I always look at organizations that really want to do that, because guess what? That's how we create and build stronger future. It's not just for ourselves, stronger future for everyone else. And I just cannot stop smiling to say that I'm here today, because right now, as we're focusing on positive mark that we're making, all of us collectively together, by sharing, contributing, influencing the future generations, but showing what's possible in midst of chaos, in midst of uncertainty, I think it's a perfect way for all of us to really pause and reflect how much actually we already do, what can else we do and add and do more of. It's always an opportunity there to say how well we've done, and also adjust and do it more. Because unfortunately, it's quite a bit of shortage of the legacy leaders. And that's why I'm committing to continue to do the legacy leadership. Because yes, it's very time consuming. It takes a lot of effort. But at the same time, I can't imagine at this time, specifically historically, where we are at, on cusp of so much change and transformation, to not have that anchor and beacon of the light for others, as so many of my listeners put it. Also want to make sure, as we go through this journey and continue to go through this journey together, I wanted to share how important it is to really look at different aspects of legacy leadership, the types of leadership that, again, the crown jewel, the legacy leadership, has additional components to it. Legacy leaders are also transformative leaders. They inspire and motivate for others to exceed their own interests for the good and for the greater good of organization or their teams. We also see a lot of servant leaders as a legacy leaders that put needs of others and organizations ahead of their own. And they're also putting others' interests first, which is fantastic. They also are helping out with the different types of visionary leadership, right? Because without vision, we can't know where we're going and how are we going to go there? So it's very important that we also nurture those aspects of legacy leadership with those visionary skill sets that can really help us to guide us at times when lines are blurred and visions are blurred too. So when we look at all this together, I just want you to know that we continue to bring some amazing conversations, and we wanted to make sure to hear our team of Legacy Leader Show express the deepest gratitude again for taking time to listen, to comment, to rate, to also write your review, as well to share with others. And again, as we celebrate 200 episodes of Legacy Leader Show, I cannot just say how grateful I am to have a chance to encounter every single one of you. And I wanted just to say cheers for 100, 200 more episodes to come and some amazing trajectory of things that we're going to be doing based on your feedback and based on your desires to see more of. So stay tuned. And again, deep gratitude to all, every single one of you. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.